Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at wetalkradio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
That's right, that's right, that's right. You know we do right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show live right here on this beautiful Monday night. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with this incredible show. We got hot topics and more. The incredible Fern Fern is going to be joining us as well. It's your girl Kia D holding it down live right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Keep on rolling. Oh yeah.
Yeah, baby. That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. He said, if you're going to leave, baby, go ahead and leave, baby. Because one thing you got to remember, one monkey don't stop no show. He said, one woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up, and one woman he going to keep on the side that really don't give what? Come on. If you want to leave, baby, go and walk out that door. One thing's for sure, you ain't finna stop the show. What's up? How you doing? Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show. We are super excited to be here with you all tonight, hanging out. Listen, it's a beautiful day, a beautiful Monday. It was amazing outside earlier, and now I've heard it's about to be a lot of storms. So y'all be careful out there tonight. I don't know if you got, you know, tornadoes rolling your way, whatever you got rolling your way, just be careful. Be very, very careful, because just drive safely. Hopefully you're already at home, tuned in tonight, chilling with, you know, your favorite glass of whatever it may be. Water. Coffee. That's my favorite. What's your favorite brand? I'm a mocha kind of girl. You know, I love me some mocha. Everybody knows that. Okay, with some whipped cream inside. Ooh, now you're talking my language. Make sure you are, you know, telling everybody about us, like all over the globe, they are tuned in. Shout out to Australia. We have an extraordinary listenership in Australia, as well as China. Thank you all so much, as well as the United States. 95% of our listenership is here in the United States, and the other percent is all over the globe, the rest of the globe. So we appreciate that 5%. It keeps increasing. That percent around the globe just continues to increase. So thank you, thank you, thank you. For just supporting and listening and appreciating what we're bringing here, because we be spitting fire. That's right. We do. We got some topics tonight that are going to be fire. Okay. I know you guys have been listening all around the globe. You've heard about the things that have been going on in the world, specifically with P. Diddy, P. Daddy Diddy, if you want to call him Sean Combs, if you want to call him Puffa Daddy, whatever it is. Yeah, it's been going down in his life. So we're going to talk about what's been going on in his world here in just a few minutes. We'll give you the full rundown if you've missed it, because I know some of you, listen, y'all were on Easter weekend, hanging out this weekend, partying it up with the barbecues and the alcoholic beverages, you know, on chill. So I actually enjoyed some barbecue myself. Shout out to my entire family who I got to hang out with this weekend. It was a blast, okay? For real, for real. It was awesome. We had a great time. Whatever you did this weekend, I hope your Easter weekend was absolutely amazing and full of life and light and wonderfulness. So don't go anywhere. We've got more hot topics coming in just a few seconds. Well, we got hot topics coming. We haven't started yet, have we? No, we're going to start right now, though. Okay. So we got hot topics coming here in just a few seconds. We also have, what else do we have? We got my girl, Firm. She'll be joining us here in a little bit as well. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be a great, great show. That song that you just heard was King George, okay, called Roland, right? You know, I don't know if in your life you have ever met anyone that, needed to keep on rolling, you know, because either they, you know, did you wrong or, you know, just didn't do you right. Whatever it is, they needed to keep rolling, right? That song is for them. I think I'm going to play that song again for the people in the show that needed to hear it, for the people all the way in the back that missed it. It wasn't loud enough. I'm going to play it again because that show is absolutely, that song is amazing. And we're going to sing to it, okay? We're going to sing to it this time, okay? As a matter of fact, y'all going to pull up the lyrics. That way you can know exactly what they're saying, okay? Real talk, because I want you to know. He says, if you want to leave, go ahead and leave, baby. Because one thing that I found out is if I can't have one, I got to have three. That's how they think, y'all. They got to have three. He said, one woman just to hold me down and one woman just to lift me up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. He said, and I got to have at least one woman on the side that really don't give what? Two craps. She don't give a care, okay? That woman on the side that don't really give a what you say, okay? He said, so if you want to leave, baby, go ahead and leave. You know, that's just how that's how that goes down. Okay, real talk. Okay, and so if you need to play that song with somebody in your life, go ahead and play that tonight after the show. In the meantime, tell somebody about us because we are hanging out over here on the Kia D Unplugged show, having a blast. Make sure you check out our other shows all over the network. WeTalkRadio.com. We are heard everywhere on all platforms. And if you haven't heard us on a certain platform, make sure you send us an email and let us know so we can go get on that platform. We don't play. We want to be on all platforms. Everywhere you can hear a podcast or music or all that good stuff, we want to be a part of that. So make sure you let us know where we're missed at, and we'll make it happen. In the meantime, check us out on all of our social media platforms. If you haven't joined our YouTube page, go join our YouTube page, right? Subscribe, like, share, comment, all that good stuff, as well as our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, and Twitter and TikTok, all the platforms. We're even on LinkedIn, so you can't miss us. Just go check us out and support us. We really, really appreciate the love, and seriously, we appreciate it. We got some more good music and some hot topics coming. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of this incredible show. It's the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Kia.
know why I keep. When you spend my money, still I keep right home. At times it's funny, but I keep right home. They tell me run, leave, but I won't not keep on. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
You don't celebrate me, oh, but I keep
with you.
You go out but never with me, still I keep on
with you.
You're always competing and I keep right on
with you.
And I started resenting, but I keep right on. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
I can't hardly wait.
Talking about Sean Paul.
I will return. chance in the clown. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I smile and frown. Come again, cause it's just my style. Yeah.
Show right here on your favorite listening station. That's right, We Talk Radio Network. Super duper duper excited that you're hanging out with us tonight. It's been a blessed evening, a lot of fun. So super excited to be hanging out with us. Don't forget to check us out on We Talk Radio Network on all of our social media platforms and all that good stuff. So yeah, it's been a blessing today. Make sure also you are staying safe tonight. I heard it's a storm coming in, but I ain't heard nothing. I'm telling you, God just really been blessing us. Because when I say I haven't heard a thing out there, I haven't heard a thing. It's been quiet and silent. I love it. Again, thank you to everyone who is tuned in tonight around the globe. A blessing. Absolute blessing to have you here, for real, because what I do, I cannot do without you, real talk. So thank you so much to Australia and China and the United States and where else are we heard? Listen, it's a couple other places all over, but I don't have the rundown. Next week, I'll have the rundown for you. I just so happened to see those before I clicked on. I was like, oh, Australia's in the building. Okay. Very exciting. So I'm super excited again to be hanging out with you guys tonight. It has been an absolute blessing and a joy to just be a part of your lives. We're about to dive into P. Diddy a little bit because there's a lot going on with him. So I want to make sure you have, you know, the information that you need, the most updated information that you need about P. Diddy. Now, for those of you who know P. Diddy, you know, you've known him as a mogul. for, you know, in music, credited for so many things and launching major, major stars in music. And he's actually facing now some big charges. He faced a civil lawsuit. He's actually facing a civil lawsuit now accusing him of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and rape. So, of course, you know, Sean Combs is also formerly known as Puff Daddy. He's also known as P. Diddy and a couple other names. He's gone through some reinventions and all kind of stuff. Shout out to a couple of news stations, independent, Yahoo News, CNN, who've done some great reporting, as well as YouTubers. If you haven't checked out these YouTubers that are literally just like Tissa Tales is one of them. If you really want to like a full breakdown of like, I mean, and she goes live all the time. Her name is Tissa, T-I-S-A Tales, and she's on YouTube. Go check her out. She does some great videos, very informative, up to date, definitely a daily thing. You know, I'll go on once a week, so you get my stuff once a week, but hers is every day, every single day. So if you want more of an up to date daily thing, go check her out. But federal agents actually raided two of his homes, the one in Los Angeles and one in Miami on last week, March the 25th, right? And so he is actually facing a string of varying accusations up due to this right now. Combs, he's in his 50s, I think. Yeah, he's actually 54 years old, right? So, you know, it's a pretty seasoned age to be facing these kind of charges, you know, but this is where he is right now. And he's actually strongly denied any allegations against him. His attorneys have come out and spoke about, you know, some things. We're going to talk about that in a second. I even think they saw him on the streets in New York or wherever he was, L.A., New York, somewhere. I think it was New York, and he was giving out $100 bills or something at the local store something. And, you know, because he's trying to prove, he's a good guy. So allegedly, you know, they saw him out there. I'm sure there's some video out there. I haven't seen it. So, but he actually has denied any allegations against him. And his attorneys have actually branded the lawsuits and their accusations as what they say, money grabs, as baseless and or sickening. Diddy has not formally been charged or accused by the federal prosecutors of any crime. But the new lawsuits that have come forth in the recent months after Combs's partner, Cassie Ventura, filed a lawsuit against him in November. So there's a couple of new lawsuits that have come forth. Rodney Jones is one of those is one of the people that have actually filed those lawsuits. And he's a music producer, has worked with Diddy for a very long time, worked with Diddy on the Love album and all that good stuff. So he actually has a lawsuit. Now, Ventura, Cassie actually accused him of raping her in 2018 and beating her and demanding that she carry a firearm to quote unquote make her uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is, and forcing her into unwanted encounters with men, sex workers. Y'all put y'all kids to bed for this. I'm sorry. I should have told y'all this is not a Wednesday night show, but let me give y'all a second to put y'all kids in the bed, because I don't want nobody to hear. I just realized that I don't want no kiddos to hear none of this tonight. My apologies. Go ahead and put the babies in bed, okay? Now, Cassie's lawsuit against Diddy was actually settled one day after she filed that lawsuit. Now, it was an undisclosed amount of money that the lawsuit was filed for. Now, there were a slew of allegations in the lawsuit against P. Diddy that they go all the way back to the 1990s when he founded Bad Boy Records. And, you know, a lot of allegations around Bad Boy Records. And I think the only living person outside of P. Diddy that is still here that was a part of Bad Boy Records is Al B. Sure. And if you all know anything about Al B. Sure, he was in a coma for months. A couple years ago or a year ago, something like that, he was in a coma for like a couple months. And then after he came out of that coma, he had to like relearn how to walk again. It was just crazy. But, you know, there's patients about what happened with that, and it's just been a, you know, how he got sick and, you know, what happened and why he got sick and, you know, if P. Diddy had anything to do with it. I'm not saying he did, but, you know, there's been a slew of allegations that have gone around about a lot of different stuff. So we're going to, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. So all of the allegations, let's talk about all of the allegations against P. Diddy. Now, the lawsuits against P. Diddy began actually on November the 16th of last year when he was sued by Cassie. And she's a singer. Cassie's a singer. She's a dancer. She's also his former partner. That lawsuit was filed in New York under the Adult Survivors Act. Now, just before it expired, they actually filed on that Adult Survivors Act because that Adult Survivors Act was set to expire very, very soon. And the Adult Survivors Act means, you know, of course, just what it is. You know, any adult survivor of abuse or anything, they can claim up to a certain amount of time. They have up to a certain amount of time to claim those allegations of abuse. And there's an expiration date that was on it. And so just before it expired, they were able to file. Now, this filing actually offered a one-year window. The act actually offered a one-year window for adult victims of sexual abuse to come forward with civil claims regardless of the statute of limitations, regardless of the statute of limitations. But again, that Survivors Act actually has expired. Now, Cassie, who is, her full name is Cassie Ventura. She actually filed a lawsuit claiming that he trafficked her, he raped her, he beat her over a 10-year period. Now, the lawsuit also claims that P. Diddy brought the singer into his fast-paced, drug-fueled lifestyle, quote-unquote. Now, not long after she met him, you know, she was brought into this lifestyle and signed her into his label in 2005, and she was only 19 years old, and he was 37. Now, Cassie said that the pattern of abuse began as soon as the relationship started, and that she was trying to end it in 2018 when he forced her to her Los Angeles home, and he raped her. Now, the lawsuit against was settled again a day after it was filed for an undisclosed amount. Now, Cassie told CNN that she had chosen to resolve this matter amicably. Diddy's attorney said the settlement was in no way an admission of wrongdoing and didn't change his denial of any of the allegations. Now, Cassie's accusations against P. Diddy were brought through the New York Adult Survivors Act, which again expired November of 2023. That act actually was, again, something that provided survivors a one-year window to pursue civil litigations regardless of when the abuse occurred or the situation occurred. So, meaning incidents that happened decades ago were finally brought to light because of that, right? Now, more than 2,500 cases, I think they said, were filed under the act before it expired. And so it's really awesome. Survivors brought those lawsuits against some of the state's most powerful men, including major players in the entertainment industry, such as Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein, Axl Rose, and P. Diddy. Now, let's talk about Rodney Jones. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to talk about Rodney Jones. Now, who is Rodney Jones? Rodney Jones is the person that has actually filed this new lawsuit against P. Diddy, right? And he's a music producer. He produced the Love album. He's done a lot of great work in music. And so we are going to talk about him and some of the work that he's done in the industry. We're going to talk about him here in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. When we return, we'll be right back. Don't forget to go check us out on all of our social media platforms. You definitely want to be a part of what we got going on. We've got literally everything that you, all kind of stuff. Stay up to date. We got new events that are coming up. We're going to be doing some live broadcasts at some awesome places around the globe. So you want to be a part of all of that good stuff. So you want to be able to check it out. You want to be in the know. You want to be right there. You want to get the latest discounts and the links to those discounts and all that great stuff. Wherever we're going to be, we're going to make sure we got some discounts coming to you. We're going to be at some cigar bars. We're going to be at some lounges. It's going to be a good time. So check us out on all of our social media platforms. But right now, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Trouble don't last always. It looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your light will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh and gotta cry. Smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain.
They playing on the radio, and all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my element, I'm in love and need. Left all my worries, cause they're all irrelevant. Cause I dig you real good day. I just wanna say,
called In the Rain. I played it just a second ago. I'm about to play this song again. I want y'all to listen to the words of this song. I think y'all might miss it the first time. I want you to just sit back no matter what you're doing. I want you to sit back. I want you to embrace the words of this song. The name of this song is called In the Rain, and it's by a young lady by the name of Ashley Smith, right? And Ashley is spelled A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, Ashley Smith. And she's been on the station before. Remember, a lot of the music that I play, right, is from the artists that I have interviewed before or met before. Most of them I've interviewed before, and we've had right here on this network and hung out and had a good time, right? And so this particular song entitled In the Rain, I just want you to listen to the words of it. I want you to embrace the words of it. When we come back, my girl Fern Fern is here to hang out with us, as well as we're going to keep talking P. Diddy. We're going to talk J-Lo. We're going to talk Rodney Jones. We're going to talk all of that here in just a few moments, because I got some information you might not have known, allegedly, that was going down with J-Lo many, many years ago when she went to a nightclub with P. Diddy, and there was a shooting that night. So we're going to talk more about what happened with that shooting, who had the gun, who held the gun, who possibly shot the gun, and who went to jail for the charge, because it's an interesting story, okay? We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thanks for everybody who's joining in. If it's your first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged show. I see phone lines are lit up. I appreciate you for tuning in and making this home your number one listening station. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Trouble don't last always. Looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your light will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh, sometimes cry, smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain.
Y'all appreciated that song tonight, and welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. We are super duper excited and delighted, as my main man E-Man would say, super excited and delighted to be hanging out with you tonight. As a matter of fact, make sure you check out the E-Man After Show on Sundays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Leisure Time, hosted by the incredible E-Man and the amazing Dr. Mandy. Man, it's a super hilarious show. Am I right or not, Firm, 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 Firm?
That's right, Kia Queen D. That's right. That is right. That
having a good time.
I tell you.
It is.
I tell you. I love me some E-Man and Miss Mandy. Yes, I do.
I know.
They are beautiful, beautiful souls. They are.
They're a beautiful couple.
Oh, yes. Beautiful, honey. Heavenly made, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, listen, individually, they're amazing, right? But you know, when God brings two amazing and incredible people together, he just makes dynamite.
That's it, baby.
That's it. Real talk.
You know, at work, when I'm at work, it's this guy that comes in, and he reminds me of Rilo. He always say, right on, right on. I'm like, right on what? What are you talking about?
That is funny. Listen,
right on.
How have you been? We haven't talked. It's been a minute. How are you, love?
I know. I'm blessed and highly favored. No need to complain. It won't do any good as long as I'm still on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of me.
Say that again for the people in the back that didn't hear it. You know what I'm saying?
As
long as the ground. It's not laying on top of us.
What you say? I'm still enclosed in my right mind, activities of all my limbs. It might seem bad, but somebody else got it worse, so I don't have no complaints.
That part, queen. It's a super blessed time, really, to be alive. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have the ability right now to say that, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have lost a lot of loved ones, even in just these few months of 2024. We're already in April. Happy April Fools, everybody. Just realized what day it was.
Okay.
That came around quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
That came around.
You know, I have a cousin birthday yesterday, and he's much older than I. And back in the days, he used to tell me, if you ever need anything, you let me know. You know, don't be going around needing stuff. You can just call me. And so I told him a few weeks ago, I said, say, cousin, you haven't paid not one ounce of cousin support since I've been living. So today, my daughter called him. I said, say, cousin, have you checked the mailbox? I sent you something for your birthday. He said, you did? What did you send me? I said that April Fool's card.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I love it.
I tell you. I love it, girl. I love it.
I love it. It's good to have family. You know, it's good to, I spent time with my family this weekend. Shout out to my incredible family. I got to spend a lot of time with them this weekend. Yeah, man, I love them, man. Man, they good people, man. You know, they good people.
They good people. They crazy, but they good people. I love them all.
Oh, yeah. You know each of them. You know every last one of them, baby, and they all, you know, in their own right. You know, but one of the best things about my family is that I got them and they got me, you know, and, you know, got to spend some good time with everybody this weekend. So it was a lot of fun. So shout out to everybody who got to spend time. And, what's crazy is I talked to somebody today, like, you know, I didn't spend any time with my family. My family didn't even reach out to me. They had a huge thing at their house, but they never reached out to her. To this person, to invite this person. And, I feel for those around the globe that are hurting because they feel like they don't have anyone to hang out with on these special occasion type days, you know. So, just know, no matter if you have someone or not in your neighborhood, in your bodega, in your house, in your room, wherever in your city, it don't matter if you've got anybody or not. Every single Monday night, like clockwork, we're going to be right here hanging out with you every single Sunday night, like clockwork. E-Man will be there at 9 p.m. You want some family? You come right on over here and you join your new family. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Because we got you. We got you. And we love, you know, we love supporting. You got events? Let us know. This year is a different year. Last year, last year, you know, is as bad as P. Diddy's year is this year. Okay? Because maybe they taking P. Diddy down.
Hold up.
My year was bad last year, but this year for P. Diddy, but
they say shit rolls downhill, so.
Woo, let me tell you, and it's rolling. When I tell you it is a rolling right now, it is a rolling. Let's talk about P. Diddy. I don't know if you have heard, sis, about some of the things that have been happening. In the P. Diddy world, but his house was raided in Los Angeles and Miami last week at the same time, because, you know, they can't do one without doing the other. And he had some additional homes. He had some homes in New York. He had two homes in Florida. I mean, you know, there's some other raiding probably that's going to happen coming soon, I'm sure. They may have they went in according to reports and got videotapes and all kind of stuff, you know, recordings and all kind of stuff. And now all of a sudden,
all kinds of people.
Let me tell you something. And now all of a sudden, I heard there is an actual report that is being that is out there that P. Diddy, and some other people that there's somebody, not P. Diddy. I'm sorry. But there's video footage of P. Diddy and other people at these parties, at these, what we call, I've already told everybody, put your kids in the bed, because it's this kind of show tonight. I done already warned you. Put your kids in the bed. I know it's not Wednesday, but tonight is a little elevated on the
it's
talk.
It's a cool
but,
night. They need to be in bed at 9 o'clock. They need to be in the
do
bed.
You hear me? Do you hear me in the bed? And so, you know, one of the things that they found on these tapes is these, you know, what they call freak-offs. And what a freak-off is of multiple people having intercourse. And so they've got lots of video. And this video and that footage, they said is being sold online, girl. Somebody actually has some of the footage and they're selling it online. So there's a lot going on with this whole thing. Cassie Ventura. Well, let me find out what you know, because I know you know some stuff too. What have you heard, Fern, about what is going on?
Well, Queen, my knowledge in that is just as far as yours. the sex trafficking, the prostitution, that was a lot of charges, you know. Murder. Those are a lot of different charges there. And then you're at the airport trying to flee. So I don't know. I don't know. Are you guilty? Are you innocent? All these tapes. All these tapes. Is it a lie? Is it fake news? Come on.
Yep.
It's a disappointment to me.
It is.
It's a disappointment for me. It's a letdown for me.
It is. 100%. It's a letdown. Like, we, you know, especially.
We're already labeled.
And especially for people who grew up in our generation, you know, P. Diddy is someone who, you know, is a mogul for our generation, you know, so there's a lot of people who look up to P. Diddy. And some of the younger generation didn't know who he was until Carisha kind of made him a little bit more relevant to that generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Carisha came through and kind of opened him up to a different generation. And there's a lot going on with Carisha right now, too. Carisha will not stay off. Now, Carisha, of course, is a part of the group, the City Girls. There were two people in the City Girls. It was hip-hop rap group, whatever you want to call it. They're called the City Girls. And JT was a part of the City Girls, as well as Carisha. Now, JT actually, you know, sweet little girl, looked like she wasn't having it, wasn't having no parts of it, because it looks like they kind of, her and JT, JT and Carisha kind of split their, not necessarily split their friendship, but I knew the group split. I know the group split, not certain about what their friendship was like, but the group did split, kind of after, you know, she got connected to with P. Diddy. And, of course, you know, looks like that was a smart move on JT's part, okay? Because she is not being drugged. She's like, I am not being drugged into whatever nonsense you have going on. Wasn't having it at all, okay? And then there's J-Lo. Let's talk a little J-Lo, okay? And then we're going to talk Rodney Jones. But let's talk a little J-Lo, okay? So back in the 90s or early 2000s, it had to have been the 2000s. I can't remember. There was a shooting. It might have been the 90s. Might have been the 2000s. There was a shooting that happened at a nightclub, right? And according to reports and according to the person that was actually shot in the face, in the nose, okay, he said that P. Diddy actually shot her. Now, according to reports, according to the report, the gun was Shine, a rapper by the name of Shine, actually shot her, right, according to these reports that are out there. A rapper by the name of Shine actually shot her. But according to other witness accounts, J-Lo was the one who actually brought the gun in. J-Lo pulled the gun out of her purse and handed it to P. Diddy. Now, this is all allegedly. I wasn't there. I don't know. Of course, this is allegedly. Pulled the gun out of her purse, handed it to P. Diddy, and P. Diddy was, you know, was the one who actually started shooting. But Shine did go to jail, I think, for 10 years for that charge. He went to jail for 10 years. Now Shine is a political, he serves in the political community over there in Belize. And that is where P. Diddy has one of his homes in Belize. So there's a lot of investigating that's going to happen. It is not over. It is just the beginning. They're about to rip P. Diddy apart, unfortunately. But, yes, they also detained his sons. He has two sons, Justin and Christopher. Did you see that, sis?
Yes, I did see a picture of them being detained.
Now, you
have not seen the video.
Now you have two sons. I want to relate this to somebody who has two sons, because I have two daughters. You have two sons. You know, how would you feel if you've received a phone call from someone? I don't know where P. Diddy was when he got the news that his sons were being detained, right? I don't know if he saw it on the same TV camera we saw, from the same helicopter camera we saw it from. I don't know. But how, you know, what would be your thoughts, your feelings, your expressions if you were to get a call from somebody saying we have detained your sons behind your nonsense?
Well, me, who I am, I would turn myself in and let them know my sons are innocent. I would not allow them to go through something for me and it's not their fault. Now, my mindset, like him, I'd be just like he did. I would run. Because that's, unfortunately, that's what cowards do.
Yep. Yep.
Honestly. That's
facts. Facts, queen. Facts. Facts. Cowards,
yeah,
man.
Knows how to get like that, but I'm just, that's not my character. If I do the crime, I do the time. If it pushes me that far to where I know what I'm doing, it costs me my freedom that my ancestors fought so hard for us to have, my freedom that my ancestors was drugged through in order for us to be able to stand where we are today, my freedom that is still trying to be taken, my freedom that I still have to fight for every day. I'm just not going to give it away.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not going to be able to do that. So if it's good enough for me to do the crime, if it's going to be good enough for me to do the time, if I do it.
Now,
no one else should have an offer.
Now, you know, some of the same charges that Diddy is facing is also some of the same charges that R. Kelly faced.
Oh, yeah. Harvey Weinstein, too.
Yep. Jelaine Maxwell as well. Mm-hmm.
Just to name a couple.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I do know it does not look good for P. Diddy. And, of course, you know, people are bringing Jay-Z now into it because, you know, Jay-Z and P. Diddy have a lot of business ties together. So according to a report that I saw today, according to a report that I saw today, according to allegedly, all of this is allegedly, because until we are able to have concrete, solid information, you know, in court docs or whatever about it, or until these people actually come out and say this is true, we can only say allegedly. Mm-hmm. But according to reports, Beyonce and Jay-Z are separating their assets currently. And see, now this is the deal though, right? Beyonce just had the release of Cowboy Carter, which everybody is saying is absolutely amazing. Everybody is loving this new CD, this new country album. I said CD, girl, I'm telling my age. This new country
album. Let it shine.
This new country album from Beyonce, everybody's freaking loving it. This ain't Texas, ain't no Hold'em. You know, I mean, I can't lie, I kind of like it too. So lay your card. I mean, girl, I be down. Girl, I be dancing like a mug. I love it. Okay. I be dancing like a mug. I'm like, go on, Beyonce. I mean, shout out to some other, I'm going off on a tangent, but shout out to some other incredible country artists who came, you know, before Beyonce, who really did an incredible job of laying a great foundation, who have not received the credit that is due for their incredible work that they've laid already. So I'm glad that Beyonce is shining a light on black women who are making good country music, because I can't lie. What, that one song, if the rest of the album is like that one song, I want to hear all of it. I'm here for it.
No, that's right. I haven't heard any of it.
I'm completely here for it. You're going to like it. Hold'em, I think that's the name of the song. Texas Hold'em is whatever it's called. But yeah. So, you know, I'm not really a big Beyonce fan. You know, we're both from Texas. You know, both, you know, she's raised in Houston. I'm raised in Dallas, Fort Worth specifically. For me, both of our parents, our moms are from Louisiana. My mom from New Orleans. So we both have those Creole roots and those Texas roots. So I completely relate to her quite a bit, you know. But, you know, I just, you know, just some things, you know, just not a 100% fan, you know, of all of the things that I've, you know, paid attention to over the years, but that's neither here nor there. Her music is impeccable. Okay. For real. So shout out to Beyonce for doing that, real talk. And I'm not a fan of all of her music. I love, you know, that song and some of her other music, even the early Destiny's Child stuff. I'm totally here for it, for real. But neither here nor there. Hopefully, again, I do not think Beyonce and Jay-Z are going to get a divorce. I do not personally think that. I do believe they are separating their assets. I do believe Beyonce is a smart businesswoman, and she does not want to be connected to Jay-Z if anything goes down. Okay? Plus her father, Matthew Knowles, ain't gonna let that happen. He is not going to let that go down.
He's not
going to
let that go down.
At all. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Let's talk. We talk about J-Lo. What are your thoughts on J-Lo? You know, she's been going back and forth, you know, over the years with, you know, different people, different men, you know, have relationships, which we all have relationships with different men, different people. But I heard somebody, Tissa, this girl, Tissa Taylor, I was listening to her podcast yesterday. or today, yesterday, I can't even remember, girl. Today's just be rolling through. And one of the things that she said is J-Lo typically picks up the habits of whoever she's dating at that moment, at that time. So P. Diddy, she picks up his habits and what he does and acts more gangster and hard. And then she was dating, and then she married, oh my goodness, what was the, who? No, before Ben. Yep, Ben. She married Ben, of course, and she was. The Hispanic guy, the Latin singer. Oh my gosh, I love him so much. Oh, I want to marry him so much. Ricky Martin, not Ricky Martin. I can't remember, but the Latin singer. Oh, absolutely amazing voice. She married him, and she was all Latin and all Latina and all Latina. And then she was with Ben Affleck, and she was Affleck, and it was like, I don't want to be labeled as a Latina artist. I mean, she just picks up whoever she's with, you know. So. You know, we'll see what happens with J-Lo. I think the statute of limitations is over on that specific piece with J-Lo. So I don't think anybody can really do anything with that, you know, shooting situation that happened. Shout out to my daughter, Riley, who has just made me an incredible cup of coffee, girl.
So right.
She just brought it to me. It got whipped cream in it and everything.
So sweet, Rai.
I love me some Rai Rai. Speaking of Rai Rai, I will be featuring my daughter, Riley Davis. She's a senior in high school. She'll be graduating this year in a couple weeks, actually. So excited. She'll be turning 18 next month. We're going to be featuring her here in a couple of weeks on the show. She's been really, really, really busy, so we wanted to make sure that we were able to get her on adequately and interview her properly and talk about all her accolades and everything she's got going on. She's number 4 in the state, in the state of Texas, in wrestling, and so we're really, really proud of her. And we're going to talk about, you know, why she started wrestling. Me as a mom, I'm sure she's going to get on all of that. We'll talk about all that. And then I have my oldest daughter as well, Tamijah. I'll be featuring her as well that following week. And Tamijah, of course, is an incredible mother. She's an incredible wife, and she's also an extraordinary model. So we're going to talk about that. This girl be banging in these pictures. Do I? Ooh, she be banging in them pictures, honey.
Amen. I'd be ready to come to her rescue. She called me.
I'm telling you. She was featured on a magazine cover recently, this week. And so congratulations to my baby girl and her husband, who also, Marcus. Yep, Marcus, who also doing big things. He is incredible. And together they have a business called Shot From The Bottom, and you can actually check them out on social media. It's either Shot From The Bottom or From The Bottom Productions. I can't remember. Look them both up, but I think it's Shot From The Bottom if you look that up on social media and go follow them. And they do video productions. They do t-shirt, you know, creating t-shirt designs for you, all that good stuff. He does logos. They do photography, videography, all that good stuff. So just two incredible people doing amazing things, trying to do big things in this world. So I'm very, very excited for them. They've got 3 beautiful kids. I got to spend some good time with them this weekend. So shout out to my grandbabies, Marley, Legacy, and Victory. They're so sweet. They are so sweet. Good enough to chop up and eat. Do you hear me?
So
yum, 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 yum. Love
my babies, they touch another place in your heart that you didn't know you had there. Those grandbabies.
Didn't even know I had it, honey. Mm-mm.
My grandson will be 12 this month. On the 12th. And
what?
He is my light. I'm telling you, he is my light. He is so smart. So he is in the 6th grade. And he's just finished up on 7th grade reading and math.
Wow.
So he's on the 8th grade level. And I am just so proud of him. His teacher told his mom, I'm glad he only asked me one question because I don't know anything past 6th grade math.
Oh,
so he did
God.
All his 7th grade math basically by himself. And he's still very athletic in baseball and football. And he wants to do gymnastics. And I need to become more agile on the field. So I'm like, okay. So, hey, we're making it happen.
Wow. Wow. That is absolutely incredible. Incredible. You should be so proud. I know that's your baby.
Well, if you could see my face, girl, you would say I wouldn't have any doubts.
That is so sweet. Shout out to the storm that just kind of passed us by. They said it was going to be real bad tonight. Let me tell you, God is so good because it's been real silent over here. I heard a couple of little thunderstorms, but other than that, I'm feeling real blessed and highly favored tonight. Okay?
Well, when it came through here, it rumbled and tumbled, and it let a lot out at one time, and it was gone.
And it was gone. And that was that. Amen. Look at God. Yeah, he will always provide, won't he? Because they talked about tornadoes and everything tonight.
Well, not here in this area, praise God. And if it's in any other area, I'm praying for everybody's safety because, you know, those are some, that's the finger of God. It just depends on how hard he's touching down. So.
Yep. Yep, 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 queen. Listen, I am blessed as well and praying for everybody out there tonight all over the globe, no matter what your weather is like, if it's beautiful and shining or if it's storming, I pray for sunshine right now to come your way. If it's nighttime, of course, I pray. I don't want no sunshine coming your way. It might confuse you a little bit if it comes too early, okay? But I pray that you have a safe night. Real talk. If you're driving, thank you for listening to us in the car. If you're working still, thank you for tuning in. Tell your boss to listen too. If you're at home chilling, thank you for chilling with us tonight. We really appreciate it. We know we've got a lot of new people that are tuned in tonight, and we do appreciate that love. If you came in the middle, it's okay. You can go back and click that same link, and you can listen to the entire show all over again. We are here every single Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for your listening pleasure, okay? And we want to give you what you need, and that's hot topics, that's great music, that's great conversation. That's what we do here. We're all about positivity, love, and light. You won't get a lot of negative. Every now and then we talk about, you know, of course, this kind of stuff, and we try and keep it in a positive light. We try not to even get too negative when we talk about people because this is real life. You know, people are living lives, and yes, people make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't there with P. Diddy. But it looks like he may have made a couple of mistakes. And, of course, you know, people do have to pay for the mistakes that they make. But we're still here to report the news, and we don't get too messy, you know, as it pertains to stuff. On Wednesday night, we're going to bring back the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Now, that gets real messy. So y'all put some kids in bed. Y'all put them kids in the bed, okay, early on Wednesday night when we bring After the Lights Go Out back, okay? Real talk, we got hot topics to go over for you. We're going to talk about some stuff on that show. We're going to talk about dating in this new age, you know, in this new time of life. You know, what is it with these men who really want to date multiple women? Like, seriously. And then what's up with these women who are okay with men being bisexual or trisexual? Anything but heterosexual. And I ain't here to judge nobody, but we're going to talk about it, okay? I'm just saying. So there's a lot of topics out there that people want to talk about. If there's a topic that you want to talk about, you want to get it out, a situation you've seen, something you've heard, go to our website and send us an email. Our website is wetalkradio.com. And as soon as you go to that website, you're going to be able to contact us. You're going to see the Contact Us tab. Go on over there to contact us and contact us and let us know what hot topic you have for us so we can make sure we put it on the air. And if you want us to bring you on, let us know and we'll contact you and let you know we're going to talk about that topic. And if you want to be a part of the hot topic, boom, we'll get you in. If you want to remain anonymous, that's cool too. But definitely send us the information that we need either there or on social media. We're on all social media platforms for your pleasures, and you can also send us a message there. We definitely respond to that. So connect with us on all social media. Love us, like us, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Like, we really appreciate the love. It means a lot. We appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. We've been talking about Diddy and J-Lo and Cassie, and we're going to talk more. Because there's a lot more happening. We got this new lawsuit that's coming out right now with Rodney Jones. Of course, Rodney Jones being an incredible producer, he produced this Love album for Diddy as well as several others. And then this lawsuit actually started because Diddy really just needed to pay the man a couple dollars. He just needed to pay him. But we're going to talk more about that next week. That he just had to pay him a couple dollars. That's it. We're going to talk more about that next week. As the information keeps coming out, we're going to keep giving it to you. So next Monday night, 8 p.m., we're going to talk more about Diddy. We also got some more topics coming up because it looks like, according to reports, Trump just posted bail or something like that or something. I don't know. He did something. Let me go back to this report. Yeah, I think he just posted
he got
bail.
Enough
or
money
he did.
To pay his fees. You know what?
Yeah, listen.
We're not going to talk about that tonight.
We're not, but Monday we are.
Well, I'm gonna be straight ready. I'm gonna be online before you get online.
Listen, 175 million to protect his assets from the New York Attorney General in the civil fraud.
It was dropped from 498 million.
God,
it was
get
higher
out of
than
here.
That. It was 400+ million.
Get
and then
out of here,
an additional 10 days. Wow.
About that next Monday. Listen, next Monday, Fern, be ready, because that we talking about that on Monday night. We are talking about that because I'm sure.
It's going to be some mad people, in my opinion. Right is right. I don't care what color cloth you cut from. Right is right. It's going to be a lot of people mad at my opinion, but I'm entitled to my own opinion.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We're also going to get Métis on. I'm going to see if I can get Métis to come on with us. We can talk about that Trump situation. And there's a lot of people mad at Biden right now. It's a lot of stuff happening. Yeah. There's a
but
lot.
Guess what? Both sides are stupid.
Yeah.
Neither side wants to come together. It's stupid.
Yep.
Both sides are going to have to come together no matter who is president. Period. You hear me put that T on there? Period. They're going to have to come together. Period.
Period with the T.
Period.
Got to. It's impossible for us to stay separated. We got to do something. The world just seems to be so divided. We keep separating. They're talking war. It's all kind of crazy stuff. And next Monday night, be ready. We're going to talk about it all. So every single Monday night right here, live, we are live. I don't know this if you all thought this was like a pre-recorded show. No, we are live right now here at We Talk Radio Network. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and making We Talk Radio Network your number one listening station. Check us out on our website, wetalkradio.com. Check us out on all of our social media platforms. You know what? Right here on We Talk Radio Network, we talk, we listen. And Fernice, you know what else we do?
And we take action, baby.
We take action, baby. That's right. It's going down for the year 2024. The enemy thought he could literally take us out at the knees in 2023. And guess what? God said we're coming back with a vengeance in 2024. And we're going to show the enemy what we made of. So we are here, and we thank God we are here. Fern, will you close us out in prayer tonight?
Yes. Father God, we want to thank you for this blessed day that wasn't promised. We made it to another April Fool's Day, Lord. April Fool means so many different things to people out there. But I just want to say thank you for this day. It wasn't an April Fool for me because I'm still here, enclosed in my right mind, like a lot of us out there. Protect us, guide us, keep us covered by your grace and your mercy until we meet again, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. You know, one thing that Fern said in her prayer, two things that Fern said in her prayer is that were really important, and I want you guys to remember this. Life is a gift. Every single day, she said tomorrow is not promised at all. It's a gift. And that means you do not need to take that for granted. When you get a gift, what do? You take care of that thing. Man, you know, especially in the first 5 minutes of getting that gift, boy, you love that thing. And so I want you to do me a favor tomorrow. I want you to love that thing called life, that the enemy is going to try you. He's going to try you because tomorrow you're going to try your best to make sure life is appreciated just like a gift. But don't be deceived by what the enemy is going to try to do. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter because guess what? You're blessed by the fact that you get to see life. And I want, so don't even worry about it tomorrow. Let's do it right now because tomorrow ain't even promised. So let's do it right now. Let's appreciate the gift that we've got. That's called life. Real talk. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. I'm your girl, Kia D, hanging out with my girl, Fern Fern. We'll be back next Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, live for your listening pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday. You're tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on, what's the favorite station again, Fern Fern?
We Talk Radio, where we talk. We listen and we take action.
Yeah. Good night.
Don't wait till it's too late. I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner. And we'll be winning. I'm telling you to call me.
Mommy, what got your battle? Baby, me, what got your
battle? Make your move.
Mommy, what got your battle?
I'm telling you to call me.
Thank you. Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.